Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of Bible study together around the Word of God. We're considering and thinking about the bread of life and what it means to know the Lord Jesus Christ and how one comes to a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is He, the Lord Jesus Christ, which came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And, beloved, it is wonderful to taste and see that the Lord is good. It is wonderful to, by faith, accept Him as your Savior, invite Him to come into your heart and receive His wonderful salvation, to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, to have the assurance of where you're going to spend eternity. So many wonderful benefits and blessings are bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ and an acceptance of Him as Savior. Well, we're discussing the spiritual blessings that come through the Holy Spirit once we have accepted Christ and invited Him into our life. For the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work of salvation. John chapter 3, verse 6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth, and that which is born of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the spiritual part of man. And thus Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again, and this is true of every human being, for we all are born spiritually dead, in trespasses and in sin, separated from the eternal God, and only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him, His death, His burial, His glorious resurrection, only through believing in and accepting those facts can one come to know Jesus personally and intimately, and have the Holy Spirit of God move into their spirit to do the work of salvation and to give us the assurance of our salvation. It all hinges, beloved, on this subject that we presently are talking about, this gift of the Holy Spirit of God, which is faith. Now, all men are given this opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior. Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us, for by grace, that is God's undeserved favor, are you saved through faith. Through faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, beloved, our salvation comes through faith, by faith. Well, you might ask the question, what is faith? Well, Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, gave us a definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, what does that mean? Well, maybe another way of saying it is, faith is accepting what is not revealed to the physical senses. Now, we exercise physical faith when we sit down in a chair. You don't normally test the chair to see if it'll hold you or not. You simply believe that it will, and you trust your weight to that chair. When you turn on a light switch, you may not understand all about electricity and all that's involved in harnessing that power and sending it through the lines to the house, but when you flip the light switch, you expect the light to come on. You, by faith, have learned to accept these things and have practiced it, and it now you take for granted. Well, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the eternal, faith in God's Word and what God has recorded for us, this is faith, this is accepting what God has said, though it may not be something that we can physically grasp or get a hold of. But it's something that we reach out and accept by faith. And the Holy Spirit of God is the one who comes to convict us of sin, to open our understanding to the fact that we are wretched and miserable and lost and undone and on our road to a Christless eternity and without hope outside of Jesus Christ. And a person may live for the things of this world, but it doesn't fill the emptiness of their life. I've known of millionaires who committed suicide because they'd attained all their goals and there was nothing left to try to live for, and so they took their own life. How wretched and how pitiful and how sad, because money can't bring fulfillment into one's life. A job can't bring real fulfillment. Oh, there's a certain sense of satisfaction in doing a good job, but then what do? You see, beloved, only through faith in Jesus Christ is there real purpose and reason for living, because we have a blessed hope concerning the future when we believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him as our Savior. And so it was by faith that the elders of the children of Israel in the Old Testament obtained a good report. It was through faith and by faith that we understand that the worlds were framed. The universe was put together and put into existence by the Word of God. It was through the Word of God. That's the power of the Word of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ created all things, and that He is the Word. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W-O-R-D, it's the name of someone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word, capital W-O-R-D, was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And then verse 14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John says, we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17 tells us that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we see the connection to whom the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful to, by faith, accept Him as Savior and receive the gift of eternal life. Well, every believer has a certain degree of faith, but there is a special gift of faith that the Holy Spirit of God gives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. These are special gifts over and above faith that every believer has. Every believer has a certain degree of faith. But an extra amount of faith is given by the Holy Spirit of God. I'm reminded of George Mueller, a man of great faith, to whom the Holy Spirit gave a great and wonderful faith. George Mueller saw the need for orphanages in England, and so he began to pray about the Lord enabling him to establish an orphanage. And he, by God's grace and faith in Almighty God, was able to do exactly that, and established a great orphanage. George Mueller said he purposed not to ask any man for anything, but to look to the Lord to provide. And by faith in Almighty God, he saw the Lord provide. So many, many miracle ways in which the Lord enabled him to establish the orphanage. One time, they didn't have any food for the orphans. And George Mueller, they came to him and said, "What shall we do?" He said, "We're going to trust God." He said, "Go ahead and set the table. The Lord's going to provide." And they said, "But how?" He said, "I don't know, but the Lord is able to provide. You go ahead and get the children ready. We're going to eat breakfast today." And they said, "But we don't know how." "No," he said, "I don't either, but God knows." And so they brought the children in, and they set the children down, and they thanked the Lord for the food that he was going to provide. And there came a knock at the door of the orphanage. And they opened the door, and the baker said, "My truck has broken down, and the wheel came off, and there's no way I can deliver my bread today. Could you use some extra bread?" And George Mueller said, "Yes, I believe we will be able to." And so they unloaded the wagon that was filled with bread and brought it in and began to prepare it to serve to the children. And then there came another knock at the door. And the milkman said, My horse has just become lame, and I won't be able to deliver my milk, and I won't have time to get another one until it spoils. Can you take the milk and the butter and the cheese off of my hands? Do you have any use for it?" And George Mueller said, "Yes, we'll be able to use it." And he said, "There's also a lot of eggs here that I have. Can you use those too?" And he said, "Yes, we'll be able to use them." And so they unloaded all of that, and they had a wonderful meal and had food for the day. You see, beloved, God provided, as George Mueller trusted him to do so. That's faith, beloved. Faith in Almighty God, trusting in the Lord God, though you don't know how he's going to accomplish it. You don't know how he's going to bring it about. Until next time.